Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. I am honored, excited, and generally just happy about my guest host today, Jackie Hill Perry. I had the joy of sharing a stage with Jackie back in August for an event here, and it was not only awesome to get to sit under her teaching, but also to get to be with her on a personal level and get to know her a little bit. And yeah, she's just as cool and deep as I thought. But what matters the most to me is that she's deeply committed to Jesus and the truth of the Bible, a commitment, as you know, I share. And so this artist, musician, writer, speaker, wife, and mommy has my attention because of that. Her new book, Gay Girl, Good God, has just been released, and it's impacting a lot of people because Jackie is an influencer. God has called her to that, and I'm standing beside her as a sister, watching, praying, and supporting her all the way. Grateful to have you on, Jackie, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily.
Obedience is really hard. I think for God to tell us, hey, don't be in this relationship, or marry this person, or move here, or be kind in this way. Love this person that I've called you to love. Be forgiving of the person that harmed you. All of those things are difficult for us as human beings, but it's something that as Christians, we've been called to do. I love the fact that scripture doesn't shy away from the difficulty of obedience. There's this story in Luke 18 that has always been super enlightening to me, yet encouraging. In it, Jesus is having a conversation with a guy that the Bible calls the rich young ruler. He comes up to Jesus and he says, hey, how can I inherit eternal life? After bantering a bit, Jesus tells him, hey, do this, sell all that you have, distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But the really intriguing part is not what Jesus said, but how the guy responded. It says, when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. I think the problem that the rich young ruler had wasn't that he was a rich man. God has given people possessions. God has given people riches. He made Solomon a very rich guy. There are people in the church now that God has given the privilege of having wealth, and he has called them to distribute this wealth and care for the people in his church with this wealth and the world with this wealth. So wealth wasn't the problem. I think the problem was that his wealth meant more to him than Christ, that his riches meant more to him than God. And I think that's why it became a difficult thing for him to hear, because God was calling him to let go of something that mattered most to him. And I think that's what all obedience is. Obedience is saying, I know you think vengeance is the better option, but forgive. I know that matters to you, to feel as if you should be the one who would fix the injustice done to you. And in many ways you could, but in the ways in which it would be sin, I'm calling you to forgive. It would be easier for us at times to be unkind to those who are not kind to us. But Jesus, no, says, he says, turn the other cheek. I know it matters to you to be someone who would treat people the way they've treated you, but that's not what I did. I didn't treat people the way they treated me. I treated them kindly. I was merciful, and I rain on the just and the unjust. Obedience will always mean we have to sacrifice what we think matters more to us, but obedience will always cause us to have to let go of something that we think matters, to have to let go of something that we think means a lot for us or to us. But I think the challenge is, do we believe that God is better than the thing that God is telling us to let go of? If that's the case, then relinquishing the idols that we have or hold dear, or the sin that we have not been willing to sacrifice, if we believe that God is better than that, then we see that to obey is to actually find satisfaction and joy. To obey is to get rid of the things that are keeping us near to God. To obey is to find the intimacy that maybe we've been praying about, but unwilling to repent to get. And so I think we have to see that obedience really is better than sacrifice in many ways. So the challenge is, let's just get back to seeing that God is better, that God is better than anything, and that in him calling us to obey, it isn't that he wants us to be these super miserable people. is that he wants us to have joy in him and recognize that this is not really your ultimate treasure. You'll have treasure in heaven, and everything that you let go of, you'll gain twice as much by knowing Christ.
Thank you so much for that, Jackie. And friends, I know you've been touched by this word from her and will want to go check out her book, Gay Girl, Good God, linked in the show notes right now. Man, so, so good. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Join me tomorrow for our Friday Five, where as we close out our Church Questions Week, a list of 5 things I think you might find helpful as you determine why church might not be working for you right now. See you then. Thanks for listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily today. I have some free stuff for you if you're interested. Just text the words 5-Word Prayers, no spaces, to the number 44222 on your phone. Follow the quick and easy instructions and you'll immediately get some exclusive content. And keep listening to our show for much more to come.